The election for Afghanistan's Woolasi Jirga or lower house of the parliament was held on September 18th, and there were widespread allegations of fraud, irregularities, in addition to rising insurgent attacks on voters, candidates, as well as organizers. Top officials of the country's Independent Election Commission or IEC, while releasing provisional results, told reporters in Kabul that 5.6 million votes had been cast on the polling day, but they have thrown out 1.3 million of them for various reasons. Chief Electoral Officer of the Commission, Abdullah Ahmadzai, says that recounting and audit of votes at more than 3,000 polling stations led to the disqualification of the ballots.
All the decisions that we have made were with regards to disqualification of those polling centers where the IEC confirmed that voting did not take place. We had opened the polling centers, but voting did not take place according to the IEC procedures. Therefore, those polling centers were disqualified by the IEC.
Taliban insurgents had stepped up attacks before and on the polling day to try to disrupt the country's second parliamentary election, since a US-led attack on Afghanistan ousted the extremist from power 9 years ago. But despite the threat, low turnout and more than 4,000 formal complaints of fraud as well as irregularities, Afghan election authorities have hailed the poll a success. The UN-backed Electoral Complaints Commission is investigating the allegations of fraud and vote rigging against more than 200 candidates. The process is likely to delay the final results that were originally set to be announced at the end of this month. The probe is expected to lead to cancellation of more ballots. There were more than 2,500 candidates for the 249 seats in the lower house of the Afghan parliament. The United States and other allies were skeptical about a fair and free election process even before the polls, and they have yet to dub the poll a success. However, top U.S. officials believe the new parliament will hold the key to success of the process aimed at strengthening Afghanistan's political system, which is currently rife with corruption and generally seen to help influential warlords in the country. Last year's presidential election that won President Hamid Karzai a new term in office was marred by widespread fraud. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.